This is the Recency Bias. Friday morning, welcome to your morning after mini pod. Zach Vanoss along with you here on the Recency Bias. A Rabbit Habs joint. Following up on a Thursday night disappointment. Become a theme lately for your Montreal Canadiens. A 3-0 loss to the Edmonton Oilers on Thursday night. What do I usually say here? Not what you want to see? Yeah, absolutely not what you want to see. Not at all. Trouble for the Canadiens. And I think about it this way. I was watching in the intermissions and commercial breaks. I was flipping over to the Raptors game. And the Raptors were also playing on back-to-back, the second of back-to-back nights. The Raptors also lost in a frustrating way. And yet, the Raptors' loss was completely different from the Habs' loss, and here's how I'll position it for you. The Raptors' loss, you could see that, yes, some buckets didn't fall for them, but they were doing the right things, and they're headed in the right direction. And while it was frustrating because some easy layups didn't fall, because some ridiculous players for the Celtics were hitting threes, they end up losing that game. And it's frustrating. But it's not like what happened to the Habs on Thursday. That's completely different. Because the Canadiens' loss gave you nothing to believe in. Absolutely nothing. And you could tell from the demeanor of the team, they're looking for answers right now. After the start they got off to, suddenly it's fallen away. And it's just different. I know I saw it a lot during the Leafs game. I saw more commentary about it even in the game against Edmonton. This idea that Canadians had an unsustainable shooting percentage early in the season. And they did. It was very high, the shooting percentage. But don't tell me that their current struggles are because shooting percentages are dropping back to normal. That might be part of it. That regression to the mean of shooting percentage might be part of it. But it's not the whole thing. Because if you watch, it's just different. So my question, I guess, is have opposing teams in the Canadian division figured Montreal out? Are they doing something different? I mean, it certainly looks dirty in the neutral zone. They're really struggling to move through that. But, I mean, they're also just a ridiculous amount of weak shots from the point. So many shots from the point. We're not even going to discuss what the shots were tonight because it's irrelevant. Because the Canadian shots have been so weak recently that, yes, they might be out shooting their opponents every night, but not if you're going to be shooting like that, you're not going to be getting the results. As my buddy Dave said, and the boys from back home, play some goalie, loves wrist shots from the point all night. Why not? Easy for a goalie, even a goalie like Mike Smith. Old Mike Smith. Mike Smith shut out the Canadians. Something's not going right for the Habs right now. I don't know what it is. But, look, you can turn it all around on Saturday with a win over the Leafs, but based on what we've seen so far, Habs now losers of 3 of their last 4. Don't expect that on Saturday night. They'll have to really change things up, because at the moment, the rhythm that they had in the early part of the season, those rolling of 4 lines smoothly, not happening right now. Starting thoughts on this one, even though that was a whole thing of starting thoughts. Byron back in for this game, and he would take a puck to the head, took a shot to the face from Edmondson. Corey Perry back to the practice squad. Wonder Perry'd been playing well, so you wonder if that's got something to do with the wrist. Byron in, and yeah, okay game, I guess. Habs didn't score. The Habs didn't look good. Who had a good game? Oilers were taking a bit of a winning momentum into this one. They'd won 3 of their last 4, but all of those wins came against Ottawa, like most people, besides the Canadiens. And yeah, McDavid and Draisaitl were carrying into this game before this game even happened. From 15 games, they had 52 points between them. One more time. Draisaitl and McDavid have played 15 games this season. and had 52 points between them coming into this game. So I had that noted as something to keep an eye on. And hey, Canadians, yeah, McDavid I think had a point on the night, but they did keep Draisaitl and McDavid from scoring. One would think that would be almost mission accomplished against Edmonton. Nope. They've managed to shut down the big names on the opposition, but between Ottawa, there's no big names on Ottawa. Besides, yeah, there's no big names on Ottawa. There's some up-and-coming names, but no big names. But yeah, they managed to keep Matthews off the score sheet, and all their encounters between Edmonton and Montreal to date, they've done a pretty good job of keeping the big names quiet, but it's those other guys we're getting in there now. Not sure what to make of it. Here's how this... that one got started late, actually, worth noting as well, in case you missed it. Got late start because Puljujarvi for Edmonton, Puljujarvi had... I guess he had an inconclusive COVID test, is the last I heard. So there was that. There was a delay in the game start because they were waiting for all the Oilers to get their tests back and get the clear. A little bit dicey. But hey, at least in this province of Ontario, NHLers will be allowed to do indoor dining soon. But let's not dwell on that. We've got this horrible game to dwell on. Drouin hits Suzuki in the early going for a breakaway. It was a nice start to things. Drouin was making things happen early. Thought the Canadians kind of got off to a decent start. But Connor McDavid got wound up. He was streaking in, went in, and Allen didn't score. But from that moment on, things started to be all Oilers. 8:27 in. It's Kyra off the post and in, you know, from a 2-on-1 with Archibald. I wrote here in my notes, too bad, Habs have been playing well. Well, up until that point, I guess. That quickly got washed away. Canadians down 1-0 about midway through that first period, and the Oilers, from that point forth, rolled. The Habs were turning the puck over a ton. They were just terrible line changes all night. Awful. And pretty useless shots. They were lucky, despite the fact that I noted that they played well in the first bit. They were truly lucky to get out of that first period down only 1-0. Did they outshoot the Oilers in the first? Probably. Does it matter? Nope. And yes, they did. And even the second, they came out. Nice first shift from the fourth line, doing some work. And then the game ended, if we're being honest. 1:30 into that second frame, Weber trying to clear the puck out of the blue paint. Sends it at Deneau. It goes off Deneau. Back off Weber. Into the net. 2-0. And I think we all knew it was over. I wrote down in my notes, it's over, with a period. So you know I felt emphatic about that. It just... that's the way it's been going these last few games. And once that bad luck puck wound up behind Allen, he kind of got the sense... this one's not happening. And it didn't. It did not. Didn't come back in any way, shape, or form the rest of the way. Killing a bunch of penalties in the third. Deneau, Henderson. And 4:44 in, it's Tyson Barrie. 3-0 Edmonton. That's the whole tale of the game. That's it. I mean, the Canadians, I don't know. Coaching staff needs to come up with some answers, because if it is that the opposition has solved the Canadians for what they were doing in the first bit of the season, hypothetically, still got the talent. Make the adjustment. I still don't believe this team is, you know, suddenly turning into the 2-8-game losing streak, 24th-ranked team in the NHL from last season. I don't think so. But based on the play of the last four games, they look more like last season's team than the team that started off this 2021 campaign. I'm sure they're frustrated. I'm sure they can't figure it out either. It just doesn't feel the same. So is the opposition doing something different? Are they not doing something they were before? I can't tell. They're not making those crisp passes, they're not playing with the effectiveness, they're not playing with the creativity they were in the early going. But is that because of a response from the opposition? They're definitely clogging up the neutral zone more. Is that the whole thing? You just not can't figure out how to move through that neutral zone? I don't know. Those little, the little things like the soft shots from distance, the terrible line changes. That's more than that. And again, I mean, it was another tough night for Edmondson. Putting a few of those together, and I suspect that Edmondson was going to be a scapegoat at times for myself. The weakest defenseman often is, because he's often shown to be the weakest defenseman. But he certainly put the Canadiens in some spots, but I'm not about to blame this loss on Edmondson alone. Just not clicking right now. And you better get it to click a little bit, because you got to win that game on Saturday night against the Leafs now. One, they start getting a ways away. Now, not that far away in a season in which you'll play them seven more times after Saturday. But there's a full week off coming up. You lose to Toronto on Saturday, that's trouble. That's a week to, for all of us to wallow in that loss. Look, Sean and I are planning on doing a big pod in that stretch. Let's be coming off a win against the Leafs and saying, okay, that little bit of a lull, whatever it was that happened, that set in those early Ottawa games and they couldn't shake off for a while. A convincing win on Saturday night, and we can feel a little bit better about things. But based on the evidence that's been presented before us recently, could be a tough one. They could be in tough. We'll see what they bring on Saturday. Parting thoughts, just Deneau. I want to talk about Deneau. Look, I know he hasn't scored yet, but I've seen a lot of vitriol start to come at Deneau. I don't think he's been that bad. I mean, he's never our biggest goal scorer. I don't think he's been terrible by any stretch. He's struggled the last couple games. I'll give you that. He's made some mistakes that I don't think we've seen from him all that frequently in the past. But I think it's really, with Deneau, it's the fact that he turned down that, what was it, a $30 million five-year deal? I think people, fans have been rubbed the wrong way by Deneau, thinking, oh, I'd like to get more. I think I deserve more. People now looking for some faults in this game. He hasn't been great. I'm not defending him either. But the pile on Deneau recently has been just not quite merited for... Yeah, he's come up short, but he's not that bad yet. The whole team's struggling right now. He's had a few bad games. I'll give you that. But this ain't Scott Gomez 2.0 by any stretch. I mean, he didn't sign that $30 million deal, so. That's my thoughts on Deneau. That's my thoughts on that game. Needs to be better. Someone needs an answer. I don't have any for you. All right. We'll see you. Find me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets, at the Montreal Bias, at Rabbit Habs. We'll be talking to you Sunday following the big Saturday night game against the Leafs. It's a big one. Saturday night, it's the Leafs. If the Canadiens weren't carrying this little bit of a dark cloud over them and headed into that, be very excited. Instead, I'm just a little nervous. Don't want that week off to just be miserable. All right, bounce back. We'll see you on Sunday. Till then, take care.